You know, because in 6 weeks, they try to teach you that judo and karate stuff, and I don't mind admitting that a black belt in judo could probably pick me up and hurl me across the room, but I tell you what, there's something to be said for bulk. Raw bulk. You see, if you show up looking bold and bulky, you don't have to know no judo. You know, like, they were always telling us that in the academy. They were saying, you know, now, if you try the reverse grip here, you can grab a suspect, pivot on your right foot, put your left foot in front of it, stick out your hip, and over he goes. And I say, that's ridiculous. And the instructor would say, you have a comment, Officer Greenswood Ellie? I say, yes, I do have a comment. I think that's ridiculous. What am I going to grab? What? You grab the collarbone and you put your hip here? That's stupid. What do you think they give us nightsticks for? You got a suspect out of line, you just grab me. Yeah, no training needed. You know what I'm saying? You just get him. If he starts, looks like he's going to break bad on you. See, that's what they should have trained lawmen in, anticipating when a suspect is going to break bad. Once you get to the karate and judo stage, you've done blown it anyway. You have to anticipate keenly. As a police officer, the look in a suspect's eyes, and when you see, you sense, it's almost a developed sense that he's going to take a swing, or he's going to turn and run, or he's in some way going to be a less than ideal prisoner. That's it. No judo needed, no karate, no fuss. No muds. You got to know when to put them down on the ground. And of course, I got an unfavorable write-up for that little speech. But yet, lawmen secretly everywhere agreed. Karate. What are you going to do on Wednesday nights and Thursday nights? You go to karate? Hey, that's bowling night. It's bowling night. Yeah. Instead, you should be working on your Bavarian creams to get that bulk, that size, that pendulous belly that's necessary to subdue our suspects. Wyatt Earp didn't know no judo. He didn't know the first thing about karate. He didn't know about the horse dance, the roundhouse kick, the double reverse backward flip. He didn't. Wyatt Earp didn't know any of that. He didn't need to know. He knew how to slap leather, and that's the only way. He knew how to pull that pig iron out, hold the trigger down, and fan that bad boy. I mean, if you told Wyatt, what you need to learn is several come-along holes, so that if there's a suspect that won't go where you want him to go, you can grab him in such a way as to make him go. You know, Wyatt Earp would have said, come along, ho, I'll give you this. Yeah. You come into Dark City, huh? Yeah. You tell Wyatt Earp about learning to come along, ho. Yeah. You just put a bullet in him and drag him along, huh? That's your way. That's your way. Man, I am feisty this morning. Feisty. I got to calm down. I got to unwind. I got tension in me. Tension. It's 60 minutes after 6 o'clock at DC 101. It is a two for Tuesday. I got some great twofers lined up.